Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guys, as you know, we have everything going on over on our Patreon account. So in honor of International Women's Day, we've decided to give you a little insight into what happens over on the Patreon.
Hello. Is anybody there? Hello, Ashley.
Happy International Women's Day, guys. So while you're listening to this, me and Lauren are probably... three dry white wines deep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, guys, have a look on our stories right now.
See
what
if we've
doing?
Managed to get a selfie with Cosy.
Oh, God. One on either side, big cheesy grin. Whenever anyone takes a picture with me, I always go, make sure you edit it. But I mean
yeah,
it.
Me too.
And I say it jokingly, but I don't. I mean it. Edit it.
Yeah.
Or put a Paris on. Like, don't. And did you notice, you know, when we did our brunch, we said it to all the girls and they did.
Yeah, they
every time we had a full Hollywood four on yeah. every picture, I thought, good girls, you do not let us down. I can't wait to do another type of event. I feel ready for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we need to plan what we're doing.
I know. Do we do
Christina
a show? Do we do a brunch?
Show.
Do we do like a live show and then do we do some form of brunch as well? Do we do like an event?
What do you think about it? Let us know what you want.
Let us know what you want. I still really want to do a huge fuck off hen, but I just don't know how we'd organise it. But we're on it, girls. Like, we are.
Why don't we invite the pleasure boys?
I would.
I'm not even joking.
I'm not being danced on, but I'll watch someone else. Like, our listeners would get on that stage.
Yeah, they would.
Our Patreonies would. They'd storm the stage. And yeah. I would invite them. I think we get a big venue and we do a massive hen and people going on their hens can come as well and it can just be a big fuck off hen with cock everywhere.
Well, you need to get organising it soon, honey.
Christina, can we organise that?
Yeah. No, that was on our list to do a collab event with Magic Mike.
It was. But maybe
when
we're
was
more,
that? Year ago?
Maybe Magic Mike are a bit more premium and we're a bit more pleasure boys.
It was on our list
if we were boys, we'd be pleasure boys. If I had a big dick, I would have it out all the time.
Say.
Honestly, at any opportunity, I'd
and
get
I'd
it out.
I'd play with it all the
I
time.
I would. I'd sit here now, like, twiddling it.
Right. Lauren, I've got a question to ask.
What?
If you could go back to conception.
What?
Would you have always chosen to be a woman?
Yeah. I moan about it. Apps all the time. I go to James, well, I was clearly born the wrong gender because I'm the one that has to do all this. If I'd come as a man. And that stereotypical gender type rolling, whatever you say it. But yeah, but I still would. I like to moan about it.
Yeah.
But I like the power of it.
Yeah.
And one thing, my main reason is, if I was left to how God made me, I'd be a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
And I feel like men can't up their points much, whereas we can go from a 4 to a 9.
Yeah, I agree. But one thing is that...
And I like the fact I can make a baby in my own fucking stomach.
When you go, like, I was thinking this. So I'm the same as Lauren. I 100% would be a woman. And I'm the girliest girl in the world. But when you're like... out and you see older men and they're with groups of really young attractive girls, don't you just think in your head, like, isn't it annoying that we can't just let ourselves go but still be able to do that into our, I don't know,
that's
60s
only if,
even no, and they can, men can
only rich
men,
men.
That's
no,
what...
like no you have to be rich, which isn't that easy, so yes.
Is it not?
Well, I'm still trying, but I think you have to be rich. You can't just be a fat, old, ugly man and be surrounded by young women. That doesn't work.
I know, but like, as in, like, they could even go out one night a year and pretend to be rich.
Yeah, and they'd get women. But yeah. Still, you'd have to be rich.
But then we, if we were a group of, I don't know, women in, like, our late 50s.
Right. We wouldn't get all the young men
that's
flocking.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it, I get it. But then again, money talks. Do we want that?
No.
I think, yeah, for me, it's the main thing is the fact that you could do so much. There's so much body modification and makeup and hair extensions. And not that men can't do that, but, like, they don't, do they? And all the things that we can do to improve ourselves. Mm. Whereas I feel like men, you're either a good-looking man. We can a beard gives everyone 3 points. Yeah. But I feel like you are who you are. So your personality has to shine much more as a man. However, I've been with some ugly men. And what I will say is this. I didn't care because of their personality. I think as a man, if you're not that attractive, as long as you've got the gift of the gab and you've got some sort of big bollock energy, it doesn't really matter what you look like. What do you think?
Yeah.
I honestly think people can be attractive just from the mouth.
I'm going to say it and, you know, hate me for it if you want, but I just, short men are fucked. Like, no.
Yeah.
And they've all got personality disorders.
Right. So I do think
they
that.
They do.
Yeah. I think if you're a man and you are small, then you are a bit
of a twat.
Stuck. Oh, well, I wasn't going to say a twat. Just a bit stuck. You can't do much. But anyway, back to where we were. I would still be a woman for many, many reasons. Also because I feel like women are more powerful. Actually.
Well, I'm going to tell you some facts.
Much
shortly.
More powerful. You know, you were telling that story then about you see a rich man and loads of pretty women around him. It's the pretty women that are clever because they haven't paid a penny for that night.
Yeah.
They will do what they want. They can manipulate these stupid men. And I think being a woman is very powerful. People are like, oh, women, hey, we know exactly what we're doing and we're actually very fucking powerful and clever.
Mm.
And it's the dumb men that don't realise.
So, if you were a man for the day,
yep.
Have a little think.
I already know. Wank.
You were going to say that. I think everyone would do that, right?
Right. I'd
wake
up.
And I'd shag many women.
When I wake up. I'd wake up and I'd get in the shower and play with my dick for a bit.
I would. And my balls. I'd put my finger up my bum as well. And I'd like see if I could find my prostate. And I'd like feel around what's it's like up there. I'd have a pokey bum wank. Would you not?
I'd do weird shit, like put a condom on my
I'd put a condom on, I'd put my finger up my bum, I would windmill. I would jump from side to side and like slap my penis off each leg. I would send unsolicited dick pics. I would wave it.
Yeah, I'd wake up.
I'd try and suck my own.
Yeah, I'd wake up.
I would flash people.
And I'd probably like wank the morning away.
I'd wank all morning.
Yeah, and then I would go to some like really grotty.
I'd put a grey trackie on first.
Bar and listen to men chat. And what men actually chat about. You know, like in a pub.
Do you know what I would do?
What?
Go to a urinal and stand next to another man.
And look
with
at
his genitals
men.
Out while we pee next to each other.
Yeah.
With our pieces out.
Yeah.
With no door.
Would you chat women up?
I'd see what the fittest woman I could get would
and
be.
And I'd want to shag a woman.
Oh, I'd shag loads with my dick. And I would like have anal sex with my dick. I'd do loads of anal. I would try and have a threesome.
I would
do all sorts with it.
Maybe that's why men are how they are, guys. Like, the penny is
penny shot. We've just said, what would we do if we had a willy? And all we've done is stuff that we slag men off for.
Fuck!
I would have a pint. I'd have a pint.
10 pints.
I'd get smashed and not care what time
I got
in. I'd
take Viagra.
I would, and then I'd sit there all night like, looking at my dick like... I'd just stand there like...
I made this.
I would do that. I would have Viagra.
Yeah.
What else would you do?
What weird shit?
I'd go to my job.
And boss people
around. And boss people around.
In my boots with my briefcase.
Or I would be a builder and I would whistle at women.
Yeah.
And I would knock things whilst
and
my willy jiggled in my
rolls.
Pants. I would eat loads of food and not put weight on.
What's it acceptable for men to do that it's not women?
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Bed.
Oh, a lot.
I'd fight people.
Oh, I'd fight everyone. I'd go out and I'd say, do you want to fight?
Yeah. Fight me, bro.
What are you looking at? And then I'd be like, well, let's take it outside. And then I'd do this. And I'd have something to go. I'd say, you there, are you looking at me? Let's fight outside. And yeah, then I'd get my dick and wank at the same time.
I'd go to a strip club.
I'd go to a strip club and I'd put money in women.
Yeah. Up,
everywhere. Whatever. Yeah. I would finger a girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you could do that now, though, couldn't we, if we wanted to?
Yeah.
I would have loads of girlfriends.
Yeah, I'd have 10 girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I'd wake up with my dick in the morning and send 10 good morning texts.
Yeah, good morning, babes, yeah, and a kiss.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope you have a lovely day. Thinking yeah. of you. Yeah, I'd do that as well. And I'd go around and get loads of girls pregnant. Because that's what men do, no? My boyfriend does.
It is.
That's what my husband does. Yeah. And then I...
What weird shit, like, come on. What weird shit do they do? Like,
pooing.
Poo.
I would say I need a poo and go for an hour for one poo. Yeah, yeah. I would do all that kind of thing. I would be interested to how people spoke to me and looked at me. Like, are we going to be fit men?
Yeah, we're fit men.
Oh, we're fit men. I'd go on Tinder and see what I got.
Yeah, and I'd be like, right, we've got an hour, baby. What are we doing?
Yeah, there's loads of... there's so much stuff I'd do.
I'd shag prostitutes.
I'd shag everyone. Everyone. Anyone.
I'd pick up half the pleasure boys.
Yeah, I'd go on the pleasure boys and chase women around the stage with my massive knot. I'd put my dick on a granny's shoulder.
Right, anyway, okay.
Right, that was fun, actually. After I feel that. Like I kind of would like to be a man. I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
Interesting facts about women.
George, right. If you were a woman, what would you do first thing? Come on.
Finger yourself.
First thing you do. If you woke up as a woman, first thing you'd do. Truth.
Yeah, finger myself.
Yes! It's so obvious, isn't it? By the way, George is from our marketing department. It's the first time we've met him.
And I've listened to all of that, yeah.
And he's listened to all of that. Anyway, where were we? Right, go on, tell us the facts about women.
Okay, so, Christina, are you going to tell us if they're true or not, these?
No, they're all true. They're all just from Google.
So they must be true.
So they must be true.
Google said it.
Women have stronger immune systems than men.
Yeah.
Women have better memories than men. Mm. Women have a higher pain threshold than men. They have different internal clocks, which means that women are more likely to be morning people.
Yeah, I can see that.
Women, this one for me blew my mind. Women see 20% more colour than men. How weird is that?
It black or white. Mm. I am man. I see black and white.
Because of genetic mutation.
That's really interesting. Well, I mean, women go through labour sometimes, and that's like, apparently...
Sometimes.
Well, if you had a cesarean, then you wouldn't. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, women do painful shit. Women have periods every month. Like, when I'm on my period, James looks at me like, oh, every month you lose blood like that. Like, it's weird. And you're still alive.
Well, actually, I've got a period fact that I noted down
here.
Oh,
do tell.
Because I was the same as Christina. I was reading about, like, facts about women.
I was
the lifetime cost of periods can equal a house deposit.
What?
Period related products, including pain relief pads, tampons, etc., cost on average £41 a month, which worked out as £492.
Where are these people buying the tampons?
Yeah, I'd spend £41 a month on
tampons. What are you buying? painkillers.
Painkillers, knicker. It's like, yeah, probably.
Nah.
I don't use anything.
Well, let me finish my fact.
Okay.
Which adds up to £18,450 over your lifetime.
Men probably spend that on sausage rolls and newspapers.
I really didn't like this. Supermarket own label tampons have gone up in the last year by on average 91p.
Wow, that is a lot, isn't it?
That's a piss take, that.
Yeah, it is. Why is it so expensive?
Everything's
expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, like you look at like milk, butter, like.
Do people still wear sanitary towels? What are they called? Pads?
I've not worn a tampon or anything else yet because I didn't know this, but after you've had a C-section, really you should leave it 3 months before.
Oh, right, okay.
Like,
I don't think I'm putting
something in. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
But. Yeah, they just said don't rush back in.
Do people still wear sanitary towels?
Yeah, some people don't like wearing tampons.
I don't wear tampons very often.
Religion, what do you wear then?
I wear tampons, yeah.
Don't tell me you put a tissue there.
She does. She puts tissue down her pants. That's actually really, that's a sign of low progesterone, Lauren, having really light, short periods. So I'd maybe.
I mean, I've been thrilled about it, but okay, thank you. And I get some tissue. I don't bleed very heavily at all. I mean, I bleed, but not like.
I bleed that heavily. That's why I do actually agree with that £41 a month thing that I have. The last two periods had to wear actual nappies.
Really? Yeah, you just had a baby though. Maybe that's why.
I wear Sano towels at night.
I do because
I don't like having a tampon up at night.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah,
you shouldn't. You should try.
I prefer, honestly. Obviously, I use a bit of tissue, but if I needed to, I'd wear a pad. I don't think I'd wear a tampon unless I was wearing an outfit going out that night. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't mind the bleach. Like, I don't. Sorry about this, George. I don't really like. I find tampons irritating. When I sit down, I can sometimes feel them.
Yeah, and sometimes when they're a bit dry when you pull them out as well.
Ooh.
And you're like, and then do you still have the fear that you've left one up?
Yeah, and you get that ring burn when you drag, or when you dry and you push them up.
But those period knickers that I've been wearing have been absolutely amazing.
Have they been good?
Really, really good. You can get them from Primark now. And, you know, like they go right up at the back. And,
so you're covered.
They're really, really good.
There
really
we go, girls.
Good. And I must say, Feminax painkillers, I don't know what they've got in them, but they are the only one that
I used some tampons that had CBD oil in, and I actually think I could feel the warmth around.
It was the day tampons.
Yeah, I could actually feel.
They're really
good,
I felt like they did numb
my area.
They look disgusting, like they're brown, but they're infused with CBD.
They look like fag ends, but.
And I get bad, heavy flow pain, not like Lauren, and I honestly must say, it really did.
What's progesterone?
Progesterone.
Yeah.
It's a hormone.
So if I didn't have enough of that, what would that mean?
If you get pregnant, then you might have an early miscarriage. Have you watched the Kardashians where they have to put the progesterone pessaries in?
Yeah.
So every time I'm pregnant, as a precaution, I just put them in.
Right, okay.
You have to put two up your bum.
I have very
a day.
Regular periods. Oh, you, up your what?
Bum.
Oh.
Hole.
It's a different place than I expected.
Yeah, it's really.
I don't put things up there.
Glamorous.
Often.
There we go. On average, women live 2 to 5 years longer than men.
Because the men have just had enough of us.
They
bow out early.
I could not relate to you more. Girls' brains mature 2 years earlier than boys.
I would have said a lot more than two. Honestly, George is nodding. I would have said a lot.
Five?
Five, yeah, easily. I really believe that women do mature so much earlier. And I'm not sure, obviously you've just said partly it's the brain, but I also think it's society. Women have to shape up earlier than men, I think. Yeah. They have to crack on and grow up a bit more because more is expected from them. So we just copy our mums, don't we, as well?
And
we just crack on with it.
We're born to be women.
We're born to be,
looking after it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
I think I am.
Yeah, I am. So if you guys love that and you want to hear some more, then just tap on the link in the episode description.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.